Welcome to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social, where we help you stay ahead of social media trends, share the latest news, and highlight the strategies that are working to help you grow your business. Now let's join our hosts, Tristan and Jeff, in 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Social Genius. That's where Jeff and I get to actually teach you what to do on social and how to grow it. Jeff, why should people join?
You know, if you are the type of professional that wants to do it yourself, and maybe your budget's a little bit lighter and you can't afford to hire somebody to do all the editing, do the fancy stuff for you, we're going to teach you how to do all this stuff. And the truth is, most of these social platforms are now favoring authenticity. So it's shooting these green screens and doing remixes and understanding what's trending. Those are the things that matter the most to your social strategy. And so if you like to be inside of a tight culture of people that are like-minded and want to do it themselves, then Social Genius is perfect for you.
We'll see you there. You'll never find it for less than this anywhere else. It's very inexpensive. We'll see you on the other side.
Tristan, at the time of this recording, you are exhausted talking about this. I don't know. There's something in the news. It's beyond me, over my head. Some NAR verdict bullshit. This is episode 143. And I'm going to make you talk about it some more. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to talk about this other than make fun of the industry as a result of it. But here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. There has been so much content about it, but one really struck me that I think makes it discussion worthy, not for two purposes. One, to discuss kind of how dumb this particular monologue was, but also how potentially smart the monologue was. Mm. And so let's look at it from two different perspectives. So do you have anything to say before we share this video? This is from TikTok, by the way, but do you have anything to share first?
No, I think at this point, people know. The settlement, it's not court approved yet, but the settlement states the decoupling of the commission. So it doesn't just fall on the seller. Now it's negotiable for what the buyer's agent gets. And then every buyer's agent that works with the buyer has to have a contract signed. That's the gist of it. All right. Yep. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's the gist of it.
And by the time this episode does come out, this might be even old-ish news. And which is why we're not going to discuss it for the sake necessarily of the actual case itself.
I think this is a great example of someone being opportunistic on a trending topic.
Yeah.
Very smart. And I think this is why we can all learn from this. Starts off well. Very soft spoken, even adds the music. I don't know. Did you hear the music?
Actually, I didn't.
Or maybe it's just me listening to something else. I have to watch it. You want everyone to listen?
Let's do it right now.
Here we go. I'm going to share it, and then we're all going to listen to it on the podcast. If you're watching, you get to watch it. I'm going to zoom in a little bit. I'm going to give the tag, the domain, or what is this? His name. Drayton Nay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Spelled DRAYTONNAY. He did it about a day ago, and it starts off. Here's the image that it starts with, and then I'll press play.
Just comment that he's standing in front of a Christmas tree in March?
You know he's doing that on purpose.
Is that some sort of clickbait? Some sort of clickbait shit right there? What the hell?
I don't know, dude. There's a lot of stuff. But dude, hold on. The Christmas tree has some Easter colors. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah,
got Easter bunny, hat, you know. So maybe it's a whole Easter thing. I don't know.
Okay. Secondly, what's on his head?
Okay. So it's a beanie. He might be like, he might work on the docks. I don't know. It looks like one of those dock beanies. Old.
he's a sailor.
maybe a sailor. I don't know.
He is based out of Florida. I do know this.
Okay. So maybe he's a sailor. It's just getting closer and closer. And at the very top, above his head, it says in writing that he put in, it says realtor Flames, dot, dot, dot. He looks tired. And then now let's see if you can, I'm going to turn it up. Ready? Ready to go? All right, here we go. It's 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
We might not watch. We might just have to stop and start and whatnot, but go on.
Okay, you tell me where to stop then. Okay, here we go.
Let me know if this is not the absolute truth. Because if you're on TikTok right now, you can't help but see a video from a real estate agent claiming this and claiming that, oh, things aren't going to really change and, oh, you know, things are going to be pretty much the same and blah, blah. Did one real estate agent, did one say, you know what, we're settling and in court we were found guilty of rigging the system and charging clients too much money. We're all right, sorry.
Pause that.
He doesn't even know what got you.
Let's pause that right there.
He doesn't even know what happened.
What? Rigging the system? I mean... I know we're beating a dead horse here because everybody talks about the clickbait and the CNN and blah, blah, blah. Right. I mean, there was never a 6% across the board. There was never anything. But what is he talking about? Rigged this. What is that? What do you think he's even referring to?
Well, I think he purposely picked a trending topic. Right. But I actually think he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, dude. I think he really doesn't know. That's the problem. And just like CNN said, the whole 6% is over. I think you have somebody who didn't read what went down, had no clue what was happening. And I don't think fully understood the whole real estate situation. And now he's saying what he thinks happened, right?
You know what I think is important to comment on, by the way, is... Mm-hmm. He's a real estate pro. This is according to his bio on TikTok, which I would assume is a licensed real estate agent. And it says, this is really interesting, by the way. I teach home sellers and buyers how to do it on their own.
Okay. So that's also a big, big angle on his part.
Exactly.
He's saying, yep.
You know exactly what he's doing. And actually it's pretty freaking smart. Okay. The first 35 seconds was pretty ludicrous. Carry on.
Yeah. I mean, but now you heard the music. Very soft.
Oh, I did. Yeah, actually, I was starting to doze off until he said something stupid.
Until he lied, right? Let's go.
Not one real estate agent has apologized for charging the consumer way too much money. No, as a matter of fact, you know what they're doing right now? They're looking at the settlement and trying to find every way to work around it so that they can still tell the other agent, you know, the buyer's agent, oh yeah, there's commission here. Oh, there's a lot of money here. Because what you don't seem to understand is real estate agents have no idea how to sell a house unless you give them a bag of money. That's what...
If somebody gave me a bag of money. Oh, this is so good.
That's a bold, blanket, harsh statement. but probably some intent. All right.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to instigate people, right? Come on. Yep. He understands the CNNs of the world. Here we go.
What this is all about. Don't you get it? They don't know. Not a single real estate agent on this platform has sold a house without a big bag of money. Yeah, they don't do that.
That's probably a false statement. But go.
Of course. But I like this so far. He's into it, man. Look at his eyes and look at his tonality. He's into it. Here we go.
Intense.
Right. What they do is they come to you and go, "I'm gonna sell your house, and you're gonna give me 6% of your $500,000. Yeah, you're gonna give me $30,000, and I'm gonna split that with the buyer. I'm gonna take half just for signing you up." You know, I signed you up, so I get half. And then someone's going to bring an actual buyer. It's not going to be me. I've already done my thing. I put you on MLS. That's how it goes.
Oh, God.
So they plan on doing the exact same thing. If you listen to them, they're not sorry, and they haven't told you what the changes they're going to make. You want to know why? Because they're not. Are you getting it yet? They want to continue to rip you off. That's what they want to do. Never mind that, you know, they're settling and, oh, we're sorry, we were wrong. No, you haven't heard those words from a real estate agent, have you? Wow, we apologize. We were taking advantage of you. Nope. They're just trying to figure out how to continue to do it. That's why if you want to sell a house, just list it yourself. It's all you have to do. It's $299. List the house yourself and you'll be shocked. The phone will ring and people will say, hey, I'd like to come see your house. And you'll say, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Can you simply email me your proof of loan or proof of funds? That's all. It's that simple. And they'll send you over a verified loan. If they send you over a verified loan, call the loan officer and say, hey, I got Mr. and Mrs. Smith coming to see my house tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Can I verify their loan, please? That's it. That's how easy it is. It's a phone call. And you can list your house for $299. Yeah. And people will come and people will buy your house. But they won't have that opportunity if you don't do it that way. If you go ahead and continue to list with an agent, you're going to continue to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars you shouldn't have paid. And do you think the real estate agents care? No. They want to do business as usual. If you want to learn more, just type info in the comments, like and follow for more.
If you want,
we're already one of everything.
If you want to pay money, if you want to pay me, type now. In please type in info. That was hilarious, dude.
I'm actually looking through the comments now.
Well, I'm going to look through the comments too, because that's what I missed. I'm going to pause it.
I don't see anybody with the word info, but
I want to, can
everybody, we read the comments together? Everybody's defending him.
I know. That's why I want to read the comments. This is why it's dangerous, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody sees the other part of this, which is we've gotten fake loan approvals. We've gotten people, we've had people in there that wanted to do something terrible to the sellers where we had to protect them. There's so much stuff that goes on. And if you do it that way, you run the risk of getting robbed, killed, who knows what else. That's outside of the value that an agent brings to bring in the most value for your home. But let's read some of those comments because I love reading comments.
By the way, there are some that ask for the info and he does drop a link.
So. I want to go to the link. Tell me which one it is as we're look at my screen.
So see it. You'll see it. It's just somebody that replies info. So just keep scrolling.
All right. It says, can you imagine
paying
a buying agent to buy a car?
I've been seeing that one. Ooh. Dude, I need to actually take this and this is validation, by the way, Tristan. This is validation. This is what I tell real estate agents. This is how consumers feel about you.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And you also have to take into consideration that, hold on, really must stop. The age group and the type of people who are going to make those comments. So this may sound a little weird, but you have to think about the people that are actually working out there who can afford to buy a house aren't usually the ones bitching in the comments. And they're the ones who, because of leverage, they have to use somebody to help them, right? And so especially when you're working with luxury clients, you think they have the time to call somebody and say, hey, I'll take the $299 package and I'll field all the calls that come through and then I'll sell my $15 million home. And I'll let anybody in and take a look at everything that I have. Sure, why not? Doesn't make sense, man. Anyway, let's go through this.
I sent you the link too, by the way.
Oh, for the actual
what he's peddling here.
I like it. I would love to see real estate attorneys start advertising to do buyer service packages for a flat fee.
They probably are going to start.
I like it. Let's see. I wish I made big bags of money.
That's a realtor.
Oh, yeah, I can totally see that. Carrie D. Realtor. And let's see how many followers she's got. Too bad, dude. Not too bad. We owe too much in fees to our broker, NAR, MLS, blah, 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 blah. 6% is super high. Let's see what the comments are on that. It's never been mandatory, another realtor. It's not just 6%. It can be 4. Okay, another realtor defending that. Yeah. Okay, Jeff Dickstein says, I've sold 2 homes for sale by owner. Funny that most calls were from agents asking if I'd pay commission. Uh-oh, that's a good one. My wife and I have always sold our own homes. I'm not giving my equity away. Love it. Love your insight. Realtors have stepped up the fear mongering to stay relevant. Have you seen any fear mongering, Joe?
I haven't noticed.
I guess I look at it from a different perspective though, so I can't really say.
Yeah, money for nothing may be over. I love that comment, man.
That's harsh.
That's actually a really great comment, because if that's what people are seeing, then that means that some real estate agents have got to offer more value. This is why the separation from those who actually are successful in real estate versus those that aren't are the ones that the troubling ones, the challenging ones, fall into this money.
I mean, the thing is, and this is coming from somebody who's never been licensed and never sold a home before, and me. And, I know I'm in the business and I understand the business. And, there's always going to be cases where, a buyer works with an agent, they look at one house, they write an offer, and it feels like the agent didn't have to do much. Right. Mm-hmm. That I don't think an agent would argue that that's highway robbery, but that's just luck of the draw. Right. There's also times when you show a home, 75 homes to a client, and you spend countless hours and gas money and time researching and all these things. Right. Why is nobody talking about that? Or why is nobody talking about the fact that when you list a home, you don't just, if you hired an agent and all they did was put it on the MLS, you're an idiot for not demanding more. Like, there's certain things you should expect from a listing agent, right? I mean, this is, everybody's just making this so, I don't know, it's ridiculous.
I think it's funny. Let me take a look at the link that you sent me so we can share what he's selling. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing.
You know what the funny thing is, dude? The Lake of the Ozarks historically has been 7%. Isn't that crazy?
So what are they talking about 6% for?
Yeah, well, every market's different. And the lake is notoriously high, but they've kind of banded together and that's what they do.
I love it. Let me
I don't know if this is his platform or if he gets like a kickback.
Oh, you must be right. Let's go back to him really quick, just so I can see what it says.
Although, you know what? The link is cheapestmls.com/FISBO.
It's got to be him, dude. Look at this. He's got a lot of followers.
But actually, when you look at his, when we assess his social, his engagement does not correlate with his followers. Other than a few viral videos, you look at that, it's like 3,000, 5,000, 7,000. At least recently. Looks like as you scroll, he does a lot better. But recently it's been pretty poor.
Oh yeah, you're right. I think once people figure out you suck ass, they start leaving. That's why.
Well, here's the thing. And this is the part of this. So clearly the guy, I think every agent that watches this is going to completely jump out of their chair and call this guy a flipping idiot, right? But here's the deal, folks. This guy, go through the comments. He Ooh. Probably just sold more of his, whatever he's selling, these flat rate cost class, whatever the hell it is, this simple listing, than many agents have made on transactions on selling a house in the last 6 months off one probably post.
Well, check out, I think it's impressive that you have three options. You've got basic, deluxe, and premium, right? He's offering. He's like, hey, this is what I offer.
Yep.
And let's just take a look at the premium, because I think that's the one that it's not even a lot, but check out what you get for $399, Jeff.
Yep.
The flat fee, he calls it the flat fee MLS, 12 months, 25 pictures.
What does that mean? Max photos. You know what that means?
Yeah, he is giving you, I guess, because it's MAX, it's his specific type of picture. So 25 pictures. and they're all maybe digitized and made pretty. That's my first assumption. Okay. You get them for 12 months. You listed on local MLS. Done. Listed on realtor.com. Easy. Listed on Zillow and Trulia. You get all buyer leads. They go directly to you. Seller contact on MLS. So that means he puts your information on the MLS as the seller. Free status changes. So if it goes from active to contingent to pending to for sale. And then open house alerts. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what you get.
Click checkout. All those. Click checkout and see if there's any fine print.
Let me see here. I'm going to check out. SquarePay and
like shipping. I was just wondering if there'd be some fine print that says that he gets a percentage if it sells, blah, blah, blah.
Let's see here. No. You joined the program. Nope. Nothing. No.
You know what's smart too is doing it as a 6-month deal and then they have to re-up for another 6 months. He ends up getting $600 for the people that do the 6 month versus the people that do $400 for a year.
Listen, I think, dude, it's the freaking United States. If this guy is smart enough to trick stupid ass people, what can we do about it? Right? If people are stupid enough to fall for his shit, what else are they going to fall for? Are there shitty agents out there? Yeah, I've worked with some and I've seen them. But our job as the consumer is not to fall for anything that we hear on TikTok or watch on television or anywhere. It's to do our due diligence. And I always go back to Apple. It's like, this is why once I trust a company, I'm not going to do my homework to figure out if I need to go and buy a new iPhone. I just know I'm going to. I need a new phone. What am I going to get? An iPhone. I need a new computer. What am I going to get? A Mac. Once the trust is established, they've built a relationship with me. And I think that's the piece that real estate agents or any business owners forget. That's what we're going after. Right? It's a long-term relationship play. And people like this that we just watched, unfortunately, are also very similar to that very lower level type real estate agent, right?
I think this is somewhat validating though. And although I don't disagree with you, I know there's obviously the truth lies somewhere in the middle, right? And, mm-hmm. and you know, there are some jackass agents and there's some people that have had bad experiences and there are some agents that make way too much money. True. But, I think the bigger picture here is because I know that our listeners are probably far less consumers than it is real estate professionals. As a real estate professional, the agent, in light of this and in light of the lead litigation that's coming down the pike, right? The agent that dominates their SOI, the agent that has a strong brand, the agent that has top of mind awareness has nothing to worry about. Tristan, I interviewed somebody earlier today who's got a really strong YouTube channel. All of her business comes from it. It's called Living in Phoenix. And she goes, you know, is it bad that I'm not even remotely worried about all this stuff? And I said, no. And that's validating because your business model is going to sustain. And people are going to trust you because you're building up an authority status, a celebrity status. And you know what? You're going to demand more commission than the average agent who people don't know from Adam. And I think it's just validation for a lot of you, because a lot of you are going to look at this guy and say, what a total jackass. This jackass is selling a lot of whatever he's selling because he understands that, yes, it might be a little aggressive, but it's working. And just go look at his channel. He's kicking my ass on YouTube in terms of engagement. He's kicking your ass. You know, I mean, it's like he's clearly doing something right. And although I think he's, you know, the truth is, if you and I sat down with this guy and had a beer with him, we might get a little bit different take. I think he's a smart businessman and he's a smart marketer who understands the concept of pissing people off.
Yes.
To grow a business.
But I also can see that he didn't understand the settlement, which.
Or did he? And he's just playing the card.
And he's just straight out lying. I mean, that could be true also. You're right.
It could be. It could be because he's playing into the hands of the consumer who is his target avatar.
Yeah. But I think we can all learn something from this. As business owners, we take trending topics that match the things that we do and we talk about them. But don't do it the way he did it. Just, you know, keep your integrity.
Yeah.
Keep ethics in place and connect with people through giving them information and then giving them your take on it. In fact, Jeff, that's what I did on Friday. And one of our videos is at 118,000 views. I'm like, nice. This is crazy. Nice. And I did it in all the platforms. So yeah, it's just a matter of paying attention and then not being scared to just go out there and screw it all up. Cause you can always click delete.
Yeah. Which, by the way, which platform did it perform?
Facebook.
Let me finish the question. Cause I knew that was the answer. Which platform after Facebook performed
YouTube.
Best?
Okay. YouTube only because good. I watched the analytics and every person who watched one video stayed watching it for an average of almost 9 minutes. So I had their attention for 9 minutes. That's pretty good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thanks,
bro. All right, buddy.
It's amazing. I love this.
Thanks for listening to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social. We are here to help you take your business to new levels through social media. Make sure to subscribe to get updates on new episodes and come join us on our Drunk on Social Facebook page. And as always, make sure you leave us a great review on your favorite podcast app. Feedback and likes are very much appreciated.